And now this is a dictation for Sherman Farmer, December 27, 1943, addressed as a letter to Melissa Weckeser, Weckeser, 246-6495. Dear Dr. Weckeser, follow up for Sherman with chronic kidney disease. Prolonged exposure to anti-inflammatory agents in small kidneys. Hypertension on medications and extensive atherosclerosis on CAT scan. Since the last visit in January, he passes frequently small stones, black specks, minimal abdominal discomfort, no emergency room visits, no fever, no nausea, vomiting, minor pink urine, probably bleeding, lasts for a few hours and resolves, no dysuria, has chronic back pain, remains on Celebrex, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies blood in the stools, has chronic dyspnea from smoking half a pack per day, no pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis, has not required any oxygen, uses inhalers as needed, no CPAP machine, no sleep apnea, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Celebrex, cholesterol, diabetes management, lisinopril down to 10 milligrams, bisoprolol up to 10. Today, blood pressure 132/72, weight 150, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, has a systolic murmur, best heard towards the apical axillary area, no ascites tenderness, no edema, normal speech, no growth focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, the last one available, April, A1C at 6.9, gross proteinuria, proteinuria with an albumin creatinine ratio 269, approaching gross level. Creatinine 1.6, previously 1.5 for a GFR of 44, stage 3B. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base. A normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. There has been no blood in the urine. He does have anemia around upper 10s with low ferritin of 10, saturation of 16%, a normal white blood cell platelet, no evidence of monoclonal protein, and PTH within normal limits. He has normal ejection fraction on the echo, minor other abnormalities. The left adrenal gland has been removed. Prior enlargement of the prostate and prostate cancer with radiation seeds. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 3B to monitor over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Low level proteinuria, this is non-nephrotic range. Background of atherosclerosis, hypertension appears to be per control. Unfortunately, exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. There is iron deficiency anemia. Needs a stool sample. Depending on that, consider colonoscopy. If patient accepts, given his age and medical conditions, potential iron replacement, potential EPO treatment if hemoglobin drops less than 10 associated with renal failure. He has kidney stones, but no obstruction documented. He is not able to discontinue Celebrex. He's not able to stop smoking. Clinical finding for COPD has not required oxygen and appears stable. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months, end of dictation.